From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The men known as the Cuban Five are asking a federal appeals court in Atlanta to reopen their case. They were convicted in 2001 of espionage and murder. All five were found guilty of spying for the Cuban government. One of the men was found to be responsible for shooting down two small planes sent to help Cuban exiles. The five have become heroes in Cuba. NPR's Kathy Lohr is outside the courthouse in Atlanta and joins us now. And Kathy, this case is being closely followed in Cuba, but not so much here in the United States. Why don't you give us some more detail about these men, the Cuban Five, and what they were convicted of?
The Cuban Five were accused of being foreign agents for the Cuban government, and they were charged with conspiracy to commit crimes against the U.S. They were gathering intelligence on the activities of groups in Miami who they said were plotting attacks against the Cuban government. And during the trial, prosecutors said they were part of a spy ring called the WASP network and that the men were trying to steal U.S. government secrets, including information about a naval air station in Key West, Florida. In addition, as you mentioned, two small planes were shot down by the Cuban Air Force back in 1996, and those planes were sent to spot rafters leaving the island by a group called the Brothers to the Rescue. Four people died in that incident, and the government blames one of the men here for passing along the information that led to the attack on those planes.
Okay, and this case clearly has gone on for many years now. Tell us about some of the major twists that it's taken in that time.
Well, the group, they were arrested back in 98 and didn't go to trial until 2001. And that's when the Cuban Five were convicted in Miami, and each was sentenced to 10 years to life. In 2005, they appealed, and a three-judge panel in Atlanta threw out those verdicts, the guilty verdicts, saying the men couldn't get a fair trial in Miami. But then in 2006, the entire 11th Circuit reinstated the convictions, and today the men were asking the appeals court to reopen that case.
And what's their argument? Why do the attorneys for these five men say this case deserves to be reopened?
The defense attorneys say there was prosecutorial misconduct in the trial across the board on a grand scale. They say just in the closing arguments alone, there were 34 objections by the defense and 28 were sustained. And one of the major objections was to a statement made by a government prosecutor that the men came to the U.S. to destroy this country and that their defense was paid for by American taxpayers. So that was one of the issues. Another issue is that they said the government didn't prove its case as to the murder charge, that there was purely circumstantial evidence and that the defendant's sentences are just too severe. In fact, they said today that one defendant got life in prison for providing information that could have been published in the Miami Herald newspaper, not any kind of government secrets.
Who was there in the courtroom today in Atlanta to watch these proceedings?
There were dozens of Cuban Americans who came here from all over the country, and many people from the National Committee to Free the Cuban Five. And, you know, they say this is a political case, that these five men should be let out of prison, that they're heroes, and that many say that these men were trying to stop the attacks on Cuba.
Okay, Kathy, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Kathy Lohr in Atlanta.